joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline. He's going to have the call tonight. Here's our hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
Well, I just walked into the rink, guys, and, like, new entrances, like this new, you know, Scotiabank's putting their stamp all over the place here. There's new entrances, new hallways, new stuff you never see. And I'm like, oh, that's new.
Really?
I walked in, yeah. It's got walked in the wrong door because I, you know, how you, you know when you do something all the time and you don't pay attention? I just walked into a door. I'm like, there's nobody here. I can't come in this way anymore. There's not even a door or an entryway anymore. So they're spending some cash, but I don't know what they're spending upstairs, but downstairs it looks a lot different.
That's true. You spent $800 million or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You can move some. A door around every once in a while.
I like how no one who goes to the game can go out for a dart and come back in, but the people that work in the rink, there's one door, they will have a dart fest and wheel back in there. I love that one. Anyway, not important.
Oh, so yeah, you can't re-enter, right?
Oh, well, no, if you work there, you can.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, you're a fan. Oh, look, Gord's here too. He wants to buy me dinner tonight. Isn't that nice?
Wow, take advantage while you can.
Yeah. I haven't had cash since 1984, so he always seems to have it, so he can pay for it.
I got divorced too, Ray. I don't have cash either, bud.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's not there.
It's not smart. We were talking about this earlier. There was a time when if you were to buy tickets, the Pittsburgh ticket, that was the go-to. I mean, that was it. You had to buy it. You know, 7-8 years ago when Sid and Malkin were still relatively new to the league and torching the league, that was the number one ticket you had to get. Now, for me, it's McDavid and the Oilers. They're only here once. But if you, where does Pittsburgh rank for you now? Like in terms of your excitement, even just applying it to what you do, calling a game, where does Pittsburgh rank?
I'm excited for the game, actually. There's certain games you do, and you know, Noodles, you just do them, and that's on the schedule, and you hope it's a good game. But there's no real grab to it. But I know they're in their 30s now, which is just ridiculous for me to think about, but I'm excited to see Crosby and Malkin. I always am. I always think that something great might be there that night. And so that's for sure. It's funny though, like, you know, you mentioned about the, you know, the go-to ticket being McDavid, and it's for a long time the NHL refused to publicize or hang their hat on individual players. It was always team. And the fact of the matter is, teams do matter. Like, they're cool teams to go watch. But when there's an individual star, that overrides everything, all of it. And let's face it, people want to watch McDavid. They're not excited to pay premium game tickets to watch a team that's missed the playoffs 10 of 11 years. It's Connor McDavid. And if the Oilers get good, that'll be great. It'll be, yeah, we're going to watch the Oilers, but you're really going to watch Connor McDavid.
Yeah, he could be anywhere. He could be in Arizona. He could be in San Jose.
Exactly.
He could be in Florida. It's all McDavid. It really is. And that's what's so amazing about Pittsburgh.
Unfortunately for the Oilers, it's about McDavid, too.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
too much.
100%. And that's the amazing thing about Pittsburgh is that they have Sid, who was, he was McDavid 10, 12 years ago.
Think of the line mates, and no disrespect to Dupuis and Kunitz, but can you imagine what this guy would have done with stud wingers?
Like, but it seems like, oh, he does better with the worker bees.
Yeah,
I get it, but you know what it's like. It's you get the right worker bee superstar, and
what do you think it'll change as he gets older? Could you see in 5 years he's like, you got to hook me up with a stud? So
he might have to if he slows down and just he's not the same guy. Nobody stays the same forever, and he's getting to that age where it's like, okay, it's go time with what you got. I know you're a fitness freak and you do this and you do that, but you're 30, 31 now. Let's see what you got, the new era.
Well, for sure. There comes a time for everybody that you're like, okay, I need more help.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's kind of interesting reading about the way that the Penguins' first five games have gone. Outside of their first night where they won 7-6, they haven't had 30 shots in a game. They're playing, you know, Mike Sullivan, the coach, says, what we're trying to do is score. We're not trying to win. Everything's a one and out. And I think as you get older, there are nights you look for the easiest way to play. And because you just don't have it on those nights. And so I would say, as they get older, it would be nice if him and Kessel played together well, but they don't. So Kessel's with Malkin. And so tonight he's got Brian Rust and Jake Guentzel. And while Guentzel's got 4 goals, he's not a guy that's moving the needle for Crosby. He's not tugging Crosby along. That's for sure.
Ray, I think back in the day, Crosby went to the organization and said, give me 8.7 for, I don't know what it was, 8 or 9 year deal. What do you think Austin Matthews could do for the Maple Leafs, going to the organization and saying, I want to get paid, but I still want the team to win? What do you think that would look like? Is that 10 million? Is it 11? Is it, I don't know. What do you think he could do to say, I want to get paid, but I want this team to win? Here's my number.
I don't know what the number would be, but my first thought, when you were saying that was, I mean, if you have that much sway, which he would, because you would be leaving literally millions of dollars on the table, would you not say, and I want to have input in the guys that you're bringing in here?
Yeah.
And you want me to give up millions of dollars a year? What if I don't think the guys you're bringing in are any good? And it happens in basketball for sure. But could it happen in hockey? Like, why would...
Is that you're saying the hockey option or the hockey version of stock options where it's like, I want to know who's coming in and out of here? That's a lot of...
Isn't it more likely, though, guys, that he would say, okay, I'll do this, but the second I want Babcock out, he's out? Not the players, but when I want a new coach, I'll come calling to you. That's more likely, in my opinion.
It's a risky game, man.
That's why I would never... Like, I just myself personally, knowing what I know and, looking back at my career from, from high above, if I were in that position, I wouldn't give up $2 and $3 million a year, even in today's dollars, for an 8-year contract. That's $16 million. And you have no control past that. What if the manager makes 3 bonehead moves and all of a sudden your team sucks? And you're driven in for 8 years, and you've also given up $15 million. Like, it could happen. It happens a lot. Because nobody can make the right choice all the time. No GM, the best of the best, they can't make the right choice all the time.
It's tough to leave money on the table, but I think you could find somewhere in between. If we were talking about this before, especially the Toronto market, Austin Matthews, say he leaves, let's just say, $1 million on the table. Per year. If you believe that he could get 12 and a half and he says, you know what, let's do $1.5 million. Let's give me Tavares' money, 11. I think there's some way that the Maple Leafs could find a way to make that up. The market could, as far as endorsements and stuff. And he's going to get them regardless. But there is a happy medium if you want to be creative. And that's where I keep coming back to. Creativity. There's a hard cap, no doubt about that, and you're not circumventing it. But if you want to squeeze every cent out of an organization, at some point, that's going to come back to bite you, because you may have to leave something on the table that could help put you over the top. And that's not his responsibility, and I know that. That's the responsibility of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Are they going to go to everybody else too?
No, I don't think they can. I think all I'm saying is that Austin Matthews doesn't have a responsibility to leave money on the table for them to win. The Toronto Maple Leafs have to make it work financially, and that you may have to throw somebody overboard after his contract is done.
You saw with Chicago, multiple people overboard.
But you're right. But there's, to me, I still think there's a happy medium. Like, could McDavid have gotten more? Like, that's my question. Could he have gotten 13 and a half?
Well, technically, he could have, of course.
Right.
That's when I say how much.
But that's what, like, how much is enough for Austin Matthews in his mind, where he's not blowing the bank and blowing his team's chances of trying to surround him with a player
McDavid's a good, sorry to butt in, but I just thought it was McDavid's a great choice. So let's say he left $1 million on the table. Like, it could have been 13 and a half and it became 12 and a half. Well, they've done a bang-up job with the money around them, haven't they?
No, you're right, they haven't. But
and he left $1 million on the table for it.
But
so he left Daryl Keats $1 million extra per year, and he had direct impact on the first 9 goals of the year.
Right.
Well, you know what? The thing about that, though, Ray, is
perfect way.
I think I still believe he did that simply for PR, and I think it was smart. Like, it's a charitable move, but it's a PR move. I think he invested in his own PR, in his own market, because I think, as unfair as it is, fans...
But what? Because go get this guy's jersey, you got to have it?
No, fans are going to say, wow, look at that, now Draisaitl can get paid. Good for you, Connor, you love it in Edmonton. I believe that was a PR move. I don't think he had to do it.
Okay, but see, these are great examples. So Hayes, McDavid takes 12.5, so they can pay Draisaitl 8.5. Well, Draisaitl didn't take less.
No.
Draisaitl got over his market value at that time, and possibly because McDavid left money on the table. Well, right. How's that right? Why didn't Draisaitl take less? And then pretty soon the next guy takes less. I don't know, guys. There probably is a way to wedge a little bit off, but Mitch Marner's not going to take less money because Austin Matthews took less money, mm-hmm. but then William Nylander got more money. Like, none of that makes any sense.
Ray, we're doing a new segment on the show. Have a listen. This is scary Halloween music. Do you have anything? Do you think David Price's underpants will be singing this song tonight?
I think David Price will pitch 5 innings tonight and will pitch well.
Is there any defenseman in the NHL that made this song go off in your head when the puck was in the corner where you got scaredy cats?
Several. Darian Hatcher.
What about
Craig Ludwig? Brian Marchman.
I was just going to say, Brian Marchman, like, he was one of the nastiest players ever. Like, people still don't talk about him as one of the dirtiest players, but I thought he was.
He created.
I'm
going to
throw one more in there.
Stains.
Charlie Manson too. Dave Manson.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh. Dave Manson. Terrifying.
His son's terrifying too.
Yeah,
and really
Josh.
Good.
Great.
Ray, happy Halloween, buddy.
Oh, happy Halloween! What's your favorite Halloween treat?
I like a full bar, like a Twix bar, a full one, not a little mini
Twix bar?
Thing.
Yeah.
Twix.
I'll take
me O. Henry.
Really?
Oof.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, O. Henry.
I'll take
good.
A Big Turk.
Yes.
No, what is that red stuff?
Me and Noodles
What's
are the only
there?
Two guys that.
It's a red juju.
That's awful.
Noodles. There's little Big Turk bites.
I know.
They're
I've
amazing.
Seen them.
They're
and
amazing.
They're low in fat. Only 4 grams of fat. They're pretty good.
Look at you knowing that.
Yeah. So invested in Big Turk.
When the kids come home with a bag of Halloween candy and I see 100 of those little chocolate bars in there, I'm furious. I'm like, this is not right. And then I eat 27 of the little ones. But I can't stop.
We bought ours
Get
last
it out of
night.
The house.
It's October 18th and we had to buy the 300 mini chocolate bars.
I told you,
bars.
Peg Bundy's halfway through ours already.
Oh, they'll be gone by the end of the weekend.
It's not even like I've got to go back to Costco.
That's
and
what
go
I'm
back. Like it's
on
it's
Sunday.
Ridiculous.
I'll be sent back.
It's ridiculous.
Hayes, you're going to go to the Hayes house, trick or treat. And you're going to get 6 coins for UNICEF.
You're going to get Maple Leaf hot takes.
Could you imagine?
That's what I'm giving out this year.
You start to say, like, hey, just so you know, Matthews is going to get 50 this year. Tell your dad. Move along.
Set up a picnic table with a headset. Just a picnic table with a headset.
Here, sit down. I'm
Come over here.
You.
I want to talk to you.
Every kid gets a hot take for Halloween.
Oh, I think awesome. You've got something. That is outstanding.
It's a great idea.
Just play this music and have hot takes.
That's the Hayes household this year.
You got a table with a headset.
What'd you get from that house over there? Yeah. Started ranting about Kadri needing more ice time or something.
Like, and it's scaring him.
That's awesome.
Enjoy it tonight, Ray. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5.
Talk to you then, boys, later.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Ray will join us courtesy of the Maple Toyota Hotline.